is all the churches gleam with their brand new polished crosses on the front of their building tops. I think the greatest contribution ever to the march of atheism and agnosticism are Christians, in particular, Midwestern Christians. All of the judgments and ideals that they talk about in their Fox News speak is the how they love openly and without judgment and with freedom and with praise is enough to make anybody want to turn and wonder what kind of thing they're living. Because the most I've ever really gotten from most of the Christians around that I have known is that no matter what they do, they'll be forgiven. And with that kind of philosophical anthem blaring through the streets and eardrums of those that deal with them, you know it's a recipe for disaster. So when you Christians get together on your pulpits in your rooms with your cloth and your special waters and your late night wines and wonder why the world isn't thinking and living the way that you are and that you want to be, it's because we're distancing ourselves into a safe corner of a haven, away from the hypocritical ideals and the mistruths and the doublespeak and watered-down languages from dead scriptures that you espouse and never live up to. And I would imagine if there's a deity at the end of the day that expects you to not live by your ideals, then that makes every single one of us wrong if you think the atheists are wrong. So I end this point on an agnostic cornerstone and waver and wander here in the waters, knowing the truth is going to remain the truth somehow.